Bhagavad Lila, 10th Canto, Chapter 16, Part 2, Krishna chastises the serpent Kaliya. The Nagapatnis are praying to Krishna after their husband has surrendered. With his mind free from false pride and full of respect for others, our husband Kaliya must have done austerities in a previous life. Such austerity is characteristic of a real Vaishnava. For one does not see this type of austerity practiced by non-devotees. As the Lord says, I am not pleased with wealth or with austerities. Ordinary austerities do not invoke the mercy of God. In some previous life, Kaliya executed religious duties with compassion for all living entities, and thus he is now a Vaishnava. Mercy toward all living entities is not seen in the heart of a fruitive worker. Because of Kaliya's penance and tapas and dharma, he has received the affection of the Lord in a form of holding the Lord's lotus feet on his head. If a person respects all living entities and treats them with compassion, then the Supreme Lord, who is the shelter of all entities, becomes satisfied. That is the meaning of this verse number 35 in chapter 16. If someone respects all living entities and treats them with compassion, then the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, who is the shelter of all living entities, becomes satisfied. The inferred meaning of the Nagapatni's prayer to Krishna here is, O my Lord, if you maintain the existence of all living entities and satisfy them with your compassion, then why are you kicking our husband on the head? O Lord, we do not know how the serpent Kali has attained the great opportunity of being touched by the dust of your lotus feet. For this end, the goddess of fortune performed austerities for centuries, giving up all other desires and taking austere vows. Actually, Vishwanath says in Sartha Darshini Tika, the mercy shown to Kaliya was not a result of his tapa or dharma. It was just inconceivable causeless mercy of Krishna. This is expressed here in the next verse. Nagapatnis prayed, we cannot understand what type of pious activities the most sinful Kaliya performed to get this result. What result? It is very difficult to attain even a particle of dust at Krishna's lotus feet by any type of pious activity such as austerity. It is even rarer to get the touch of Krishna's feet. What to speak of having them dance on one's head? Even the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi Devi, who is your intimate consort in your form of Narayan and a much greater devotee than Brahma, could not feel her desire to touch your feet and your form as a coward boy, even after performing severe austerities. Those who have attained the dust of your lotus feet never hanker for the kingship of heaven, limitless sovereignty, position of Brahma or rulership over the earth. They are not interested even in the perfections of yoga or liberation itself. Vishnu, hearing the Nagapatnis, Krishna may have replied, but what great result will a person get by attaining the dust of my feet? The Nagapatnis answer Krishna's question by saying, no, You cannot say this. The result of the dust of your lotus feet is greater than anything else. Those who surrender to you and do not hanker for Swarga Loka Vas, what then do speak of those who have attained the dust of your lotus feet? The Nagapatnis pray. O Lord, although this Kaliya serpent, the king of the snakes, has taken birth in the mode of ignorance and is controlled by anger, he has achieved that which is difficult for others to achieve. Embodied souls who are full of desires and wandering in the cycle of birth and death can have all benedictions manifested before their eyes simply by receiving the dust of your lotus feet. The dust of your feet gives the highest result. Simply by receiving that dust, conditioned souls can attain all material enjoyments. Somehow, Kaliya, the king of the snakes, showed anger towards you, attained your lotus feet, which even Lakshmi and others find it difficult to achieve. We offer our obeisances unto you, O Bhagavan. Although present in the hearts of all living beings as Paramatma, you are all pervasive. Although the original shelter of all created material elements, you exist prior to their creation. And although the cause of everything, you are transcendental to all material cause and effect, being the Supreme Soul. Vishwanath, after glorifying the mercy of Krishna in six verses, 33 through 38, the Nagapatnis now bow down to Sri Krishna 11 times, saying Namastubhyam, 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 Namast, Namast, Namast. They bow down to Krishna 11 times in the next 10 verses by devotedly saying Namaha 11 times. This is text 39. The Nagapatnis prayed, "We offer our obeisances unto you, the supreme object of worship for the devotees. You are the supreme person with six transcendental qualities, Bhagavan. Yet you manifest as sweet human-like form, Purusha. Although you are all-pervading, in your human-like form, you are the object of worship of the yogis. You dwell in all living entities, Bhutavasaya, as the Supersoul Paramatma. And although you, Sri Krishna, are the original shelter of all material elements, Bhutavasaya, you exist even prior to their creation. Namaste Prakritaya cha. Obeisances unto you, the Supreme Absolute Truth, who are the reservoir of all transcendental consciousness and potency, and the possessor of unlimited energies. Although completely free of material qualities and transformations, you are the prime mover of the material nature." Tika. In the mood of the Gyanis, the Nagapatnis prayed, "We offer our respects to the Absolute Truth, who is a reservoir of knowledge and chit shakti, spiritual potency, gyan vigyan. Just as the ocean, nidaye, is a reservoir of all gems." Then in the mood of devotion, the Nagapatnis continued, "We offer respects to you as the ocean of infinite, inconceivable powers, Ananta Shakti. We offer respects to you whose transcendental qualities never transform into material qualities. We offer respects to you, my Lord Sri Krishna, who have a variety of non-material spiritual qualities." Vishnath says, "The idea put forth by foolish persons that the Supreme Lord has material qualities is rejected by the devotees who adore Sri Krishna in his irresistibly attractive human-like form. Nagapatnis continue their prayers of obeisances and respect. Obeisances unto you, my Lord Krishna, who are time itself, Kalaya Kala Navaya, Kalavaya Kalavayava Shakshane. You are the witness of time in all its phases. You are the universe and also its separate observer. You are its creator and the totality of all its causes. Tika. Though the Lord appears in time and space, Krishna is not affected by the qualities of material time and space. The Nagapatnis prayed, we pay respects to you, our time itself, the shelter of time, the witness of time. Although you are the universe, you remain untouched by it as a separate observer. You are the creator of the universe and the cause of all causes. What more can be said? We offer our respects to you. Text 43. Obeisances unto you, my Lord Sri Krishna, the ultimate soul of all physical elements, of the subtle basis of perception of the senses, of the vital air of life, and of the mind, intelligence, and consciousness. By your arrangement, the infinitesimal spirit souls falsely identify with the three modes of material nature, and their perception of their own true self thus becomes clouded. We offer our obeisances unto you, the unlimited, supreme Lord, the supremely subtle one, the omniscient personality of Godhead, always fixed in unchanging transcendence, who sanction the opposing views of different philosophies, and who are the power upholding expressed ideas in the words that express them. Vishwanath says, the Nagapatnis continued, O my Lord Krishna, you are not just the cause, you are the very soul of the material elements. It is most astonishing that by your arrangement, the minute souls, though full of dynamic spiritual potency, appear lifeless like dull matter. It's astonishing that by your arrangement, the minute souls, though full of dynamic spiritual potential, appear lifeless like dull matter. You cover the perception of the living entities by the three modes of material nature. What is the conclusion of all this? We cannot find the end to you because you are difficult to understand. Then Krishna may reply to the Yajnapatnis, but intelligent men say that the living entity is different from me and that I cover the living entities. Therefore, how can you say that I am non-different from them? The Nagapatnis answer, you are Kutashta, he who pervades all three phases of time. You remain in one form for all time, whereas the living entities, jivas, take various forms for short periods of time. These forms are not their eternal sarups, eternal spiritual forms. Therefore, you cannot be the same as a jiva. You know everything, vipaschit, but the jivas know very little. We pay respects to he who, for his own purposes, sanctions all types of philosophies, such as the jiva is not different from God. The jiva is material. God is consciousness. God is one alone, and the jivas are many. All of these opposing views take shelter of scripture. We pay respects to you, by whose desire arises the power of many meanings for many words. Vachya Vachaka Shakti. We offer our respectful obeisances again and again to you, my Lord Sri Krishna, You are the basis of all authoritative evidence. You're the author and ultimate source of the revealed scriptures, and you have manifested yourself in those Vedic literatures, encouraging sense gratification, as well as those encouraging renunciation of the material world. Vishnath rephrases, he says, Nagapatnis prayed, we pay respects to the Srimad Bhagavatam, the basis of all authoritative evidence and the topmost scriptural proof, Mool Praman, and to Vedavyas, its compiler. You, my dear Lord, are personally present in the revealed scriptures. We pay respects to you who are the source of the revealed scriptures. We offer obeisances unto the scriptures, which although propounding Dharma, Art, Ka, Moksha, can be grouped in two categories. There are two groups of Shastra, Pravritti Shastra and Nivritti. One group of Shastra promotes sense gratification, another promotes renunciation. We offer respects unto both of these types of Shastra because you are the origin of both. We offer our obeisances to Lord Krishna and Lord Ram, the sons of Vasudeva, and to Lord Pradyumna and Lord Aniruddha. We offer our respectful obeisances unto the Master of all the saintly devotees of Vishnu. Tika. In this verse, the Nagapatnis glorify all the forms mentioned in the scriptures, especially Krishna's eternal fourfold plenary expansions of Chaturvyuha, Vasudeva, Sankarshan, Pradyumna, and Aniruddha. The words in the verse Krishnaya and Ramaya indicate Vasudeva and Sankarshan. The Nagapatnis prayed, we offer respects to all these forms, including Vasudeva Sutta, Nanda's son as well. We offer respects to Krishna, the protector of Vasudeva and others in the Satvata dynasty, Satvatampati. Obeisances unto you, my Lord Sri Krishna, who manifest varieties of material and spiritual qualities. You disguise yourself with the material qualities, and yet the functioning of those same material qualities ultimately reveals your existence. You stand apart from the material qualities as a witness and can be fully known only by your devotees. Krishna covers himself with the screen of material nature, but Krishna can be recognized by his extraordinary quality of extreme bhaktavatsalya, by which he makes the living entities Krishna conscious. No one except Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna has this quality. Seeing the good qualities in his own devotees and not the faults, Krishna allows himself to be known only by them, and also that ultimately only Krishna can know himself perfectly. O Lord Rishikesh, Master of the Senses, please let us offer our obeisances unto you, whose pastimes are inconceivably glorious. Your existence can be inferred from the necessity for a creator and revealer of all cosmic manifestations. But although your devotees can understand you in this way, to the non-devotees you remain silent, absorbed in self-satisfaction. The Nagapatnis prayed, you are called Avyaktra avyakrita, avyakrita vihara, because your pastimes are unfathomable, avyakrita, even by scripture, or because your pastimes which appear material, or because your pastimes are devoid of any special formalities or pomp, such as amorous affairs without marriage, you endow your devotee with a variety of abilities to serve you with perfection, sarva vyakrita siddhi. You enchant all the senses, Rishikesh, of your devotees. For those devoid of bhakti, you are Atmaram. For those who pray for the fulfillment of desires, you are silent, Monashila, neither bestowing happiness nor relieving distress. Obeisance is unto you who know the destination of all things, superior and inferior, and who are the presiding regulator of all that be. My Lord, you are distinct from the universal creation, and yet you are the basis upon which the illusion of material creation evolves, and also the witness of this illusion. Indeed, you are the root cause of the entire world. Vishnath explains his tika of this verse 48 in chapter 16. My dear Lord Krishna, you know the goal to be attained by the devotee and the non-devotee. You are the superintendent of all results, and thus, knowing what is proper, you bestow results to each according to what he deserves. Though you dispense the fruits of one's karma, you are not bound by karma because you are distinct from matter. When it is necessary, you create this material universe by your Maya Shakti, and you remain as its overseer, Vishwadrashta. Therefore, you are the primal cause of the universe, animating it and directing its transformations. Text 49. Yagyapatnis continued praying to the Lord. The Nagapatnis, the wives of Kaliya. O Almighty Lord, although you have no reason to become involved in material activity, still you act through your eternal potency of time to arrange for the creation, maintenance, and destruction of this universe. You do this by awakening the distinct functions of each of the modes of nature, which before the creation lie dormant. Simply by your glance, you perfectly execute all these activities of cosmic control in a sporting mood. Tika. Krishna asked, what is the purpose in creating this universe, giving it life and transformation? The Nagapatnis answer, simply by glancing upon the material nature after the end of the previous kalpa, you, my Lord, wake up the jivas resting in the pradhan due to their previous nature, and then proceed with creation, maintenance, and destruction through the three modes of material nature. Though you activate the modes, you are not involved with any material endeavor. All this is brought about through your eternal potency of time. Just by your glance, you execute all these activities in a playful mood. Next. Therefore, all material bodies throughout the three worlds, my Lord, those that are peaceful in the mode of goodness, those that are agitated in the mode of passion, and those that are foolish in the mode of ignorance, all are your creations. Still, those living entities whose bodies are in the mode of goodness are especially dear to you, and it is to maintain them and protect the religious principles that you are now present on earth. Vishnastika. Krishna inquires, What is the intention of your prayers, my dear Nagapatnis? The Nagapatnis answer, you are the creator of all the material bodies throughout the universe. At the time of creation, you awaken the bad qualities within the non-devotees. So how is it possible for Kaliya to give up his cruel nature on his own? Though all the bodies in the universe are created by you, we see that the living entities who take to devotion are dear to you. You are present on earth to maintain your devotees and help them uphold their religious principles. At least once, a master should tolerate an offense committed by his child or subject. O Supreme Soul, you should therefore forgive our foolish husband who did not understand your identity. Tika, the Nagapatnis prayed, O Krishna, you should tolerate the offense of Kaliya has committed against your devotees, having been taught a lesson by you. If Kali again harasses your devotees, you are not obliged to forgive him. Our husband Kaliya is qualified for forgiveness because he is ignorant and foolish. Because of their extreme anxiety, the Nagapatnis in this verse, they ask Krishna twice to forgive Kaliya. O Supreme Lord, please be merciful. It is proper for the saintly to feel compassion for women like us. This serpent, Kaliya, is about to give up his life. Please give back our husband, who is our life and soul. Tika, Krishna says, listen, I have diagnosed Kaliya's disease, treated and cured him. But to wipe out the last traces of disease, I must stomp on his head 7 or 8 times more. You should permit this. Nagapatnis plead, but we fear that if you give our husband this strong medicine of punishment, which is actually some more mercy to purify him of all his offenses, aparad, he may die, for even now he is about to leave his body. Krishna replies, what does it matter if he gives up this terrible body of a snake? What can he do with this body anyway? It is better that he gets a spiritual body as my devotee. Nagapatnis, if we beautiful women become widows, you will be engaged by force to enjoy. We will be engaged by force to enjoy with another sinful snake. But since Kali is now a Vaishnava, he has become the object of our affection and our life and soul. In their last prayer, the Nagapatnis say, O my Lord, please tell us, your maidservants, Videhi te kinkarinam, what should we do? Certainly, anyone who faithfully executes your order is automatically freed from all fear. Krishna says, then take your husband. I am giving him to you, but you must follow my order. Nagapatnis answer, yes, we will follow. Please give us the order. Shukadeva Goswami said, thus praised by the Nagapatnis, Bhagavan Sri Krishna released the serpent Kaliya, who had fallen unconscious, his head battered by the striking of the Lord's lotus feet. After punishing Kaliya with the blows of his lotus feet, Krishna immediately jumped down from the hoods and stood before the snake and his wives. Kali has slowly regained his vital force and sensory functions. Then, breathing loudly and painfully, the poor servant addressed Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God, in humble submission. Vishwanath, because his whole body was suffering from pain, Kali merely folded his hands, Kritanjali, with great difficulty, but he could not bow down on the ground before Krishna. And then he spoke, and that will be revealed in track number, the next track, the history of Kaliya.